The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. A new global podcasting conference has been announced. Podcast Day 24 will be on June the 7th. Here's organiser Matt Deegan.
It's going to be a 24-hour podcasting conference. It's going to start in Australia, then be in Europe, and then be in North America. I think there's a great opportunity wherever you are in the world, wherever you're listening to this, to be able to hear interesting things about the place you're from, but also about other people's locations too.
Hear the interview in full in the Podland podcast this week. The most used podcast platform in Spain is Spotify with a 48% share, according to data from the country. The New York Times' audio department is to be watched over a little bit more, according to a memo tweeted by Cliff Levy, who'll be assisting with the process. While Caliphate isn't mentioned by name, the memo also describes new procedures to vet ambitious audio series. The British Podcast Awards has announced new categories, including a Best Lockdown Podcast. You can enter from February the 22nd. The 16th Annual Podcast Awards have also added a few new categories too. Registration opens for that on Monday. Anchor's new logo is meant to represent audio as well as podcast growth, according to their head of marketing, Anna Sean.
It's meant to represent, you know, the human voice, but also the way that it's shaped sort of represents the podcaster's journey. So it goes from thin to thick, and it's kind of growing bigger as you would with Anchor's platform. There's a lot of different ways you can interpret it.
You can hear the full interview next week in Podland. And Libsyn senior management presented at an investor conference. Presenter and COO Laurie Sims and CFO Richard Hayes highlighted that their strategy is to grow the company organically rather than take part in corporate acquisitions.
Our board of directors, along with management, undertook a strategic review of the company and concluded that we were going to move forward, focused on organic growth, leveraging our position in the market, our long-standing history of innovation, and the proven strategy that we have for serving podcasters.
And in Australia, Eric George, formerly of The Australian, has joined the Australian ABC as podcast lead for ABC Audio News and Current Affairs. He started this week. And in podcast news, Tremendous Girl is a new spin-off of Wonkybot's Tara Tremendous. It's a scripted audio series for young adults and launches in April. And Math and Magic from iHeartRadio boss Bob Pittman has Gary Vee as a guest this week. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe for all the links at podnews.net.